time to bring up the goats. Hello, goat.
Oh, yes. For 19 years, trivia has been getting some posse. I'm Captain F, and I'm in charge of this merry band. We are an eclectic group of seasoned goats and young kids, and that mixture will ensure creativity, irreverence, and cool. And we'll make sure that triumphs over uniformity, repetition, and artistic ambivalence. I'd like to recognize the return of KVSC alumni Al Neff. Al, along with Patrick J, who joined us in the posse this year. Patrick's around here somewhere. Inspired. Somewhere. He's among the people. He's inspired, they both have inspired our group to be funny, clever, and insightful without losing sight of trivia. And as a result, there's been a marked reduction of greenhouse gases in much of our productions. I heard that. There were three new goats that were named this year. Ashley Carlson will now be referred to as Mistress Carly. Aaron Bjorkstrand will hereon be known as the Rhyme Minister. And Andrea Olson, who has firmed up her grip as editor of Sexy Time segment of our trivia intro, now answers to Dirty A. There was an incredible amount of teamwork with scripting, music selection, editing, and all of the posse members should be congratulated for their selfish enthusiasm and relative hygiene. They produced, in addition to the intro and a wrap-up, Auto-Tune Stink, Sham Goat, Stay the F Awake, Rescue a Phone Slave, Stuff Trivia Volunteers Say, and 5 Hours Shot of Ass. That video will be up probably about Wednesday on the GoatPosse.com site. All the Goat Posse members, if you give a wave real quick. I would also like to single out Mistress Carly for her quarterbacking and producing of Auto-Tune Stink and the contest and wrap-up. Also thanks to Mr. Choo-Choo and Bear for helping out on early sections of the intro, which put me in a great position to finish it, and I appreciate that very, very much. And now I'd like to invite Trivia Hall of Fame member and historical trivia individual Al Neff to the stage. I asked Al to deliver a message about why we give out the awards we're about to bestow.
We can. I don't know. We always have. Why shouldn't we continue? It's really great to be back to see so many old friends and also see the new people. And I was just thinking, you know, like when trivia started 33 years ago, those people that were born at that time, that year, they'd now be getting a little gray hair. Isn't that great? I used to teach the classes in audio production here at St. Cloud State. I go into the studios now. I can do nothing more than provide my voice. I don't even know how to turn the damn thing on. I really had a great time. I'd like to thank Fareed for the honorary membership to the Goat Posse and also recognize my friend Bruce Peterson and the teams of the past like Pigs or Us. Let's give all the teams of trivia through the years a round of applause. And these are some awards for the people that have not scored the most points, but still scored some points for us and with us.
Thank you very much, Al. Okay, the Equate 100-count Personal Freshening Refill Pack Award for most dedicated volunteer goes to No Pants. Uh, 22 hours on the phone bank. We'll have to give you a shot of ass at some point. Thank you. Give him one more hand. The Rare Vintage UK Import 78 B-Side Award for Best Team Name is Tiny Needle Long Play. The Rick Santorum, I'd rather be known for my sweater vests, award for worst challenge goes to long distance Goat Posse member Wildman for his political endorsement challenge to me. But it was nice to hear from him. He's way down in Atlanta. The Simon and Garfunkel Sound of Silence Award for best challenge goes to... Yeah, that's right. If I had crickets, I would make that noise right now. The unintentionally monophonic basement bootleg one-hit wonder for worst team name goes to... You know who you are. The Communal Phone Bank Frilly Valentine Award goes to Team 17, Meyer Meyer Pants on Fire. We thank them for being total sweethearts to the volunteers this weekend. Thanks. The just because I dumped you doesn't mean I want you to leave. Can I still call you when I'm drunk award? Goes to all the challenge line callers this year. You know, in love, sometimes you're kind of bitter. And finally, are we ready for this one? Okay. The Carl Budig Bull and You Two Play With Meat Award for composure and professionalism goes to Jim Gray and Michael Jamo Jamnick.
All right, we may never get a web redemption on Tosh.0, but we're going to do this right one time.
Now opening hour 34, question 7. For 20 points, this is visual number 15.
These two friendly animals are happily interacting with meat in a not-so-subtle play off the product name.
If you were sleeping or missed it, go to KVSU's Facebook page. There is a posting of what happened live on the air after, what, three attempts? Tears? And an intervention from Jill Riley to make it finally come together. So.
She didn't fire us!